Carlton Membership Day on SEN. Today only by three-game membership, get access to six games. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Heading back to your calls shortly on 1300 736 736. But Levi Casbolt has been good enough to join me for a chat. Levi, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You've seen some evolution of this club. What, back in 2010, you jumped on the rookie list. You were given a chance by Brett Ratten. You've been through the Ratten era and the Malthouse era and the Bolton era, and you're now part of the Teague era. Do you feel that old? You've seen some changes.
I guess when you write it all down, I've seen some changes. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm not that old, but I guess it's good to go through that because then you learn a thing or two, and I feel like you come out the other side better. So,
it's been a pretty rocky road for you at times, though.
A rocky road.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't hide from. We haven't had a lot of success of recent times, and as a player, that it's just as hard as a supporter to take. You know, we're all competitive people, and we want to win. So when we're not winning, it can be tough.
You obviously were part of it was going to be a successful era under Brett Ratten when you first got there. I presume every player goes into every season, even in the seasons where you finish down the bottom, believing that this could be the year. And I presume this year is no different, that you believe there is a regeneration at Carlton and this could be the year where you do make a big move.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting times down here. I mean, we're full of hope and we feel like we've had a really good summer on the track and we've got some good players in and some young guys really developing and coming on, and we're looking forward to the year ahead and really excited for it.
So what's changed mostly at Carlton, do you believe, under the David Teague era compared to what you've had? And that includes the Malthouse and the Bolton era, which you saw go back-to-back.
Oh, I think just stripped it back, really, and just letting us play football. There's obviously coaching, little bits of coaching here and there that they need to implement towards our game style. But at the end of the day, we're all on a list for a reason, and that's because we can play footy. So as much as they can, just letting us go out there and play.
Are you better as a forward? You played a little bit in defence over time. Do you prefer, or are you better as a forward, do you think?
It's more natural playing forward. I don't have to think about it as much. I enjoyed my time down in defence. I've said it before, but I just love playing footy. So wherever there's a spot for me, I'm happy to play there.
And you're obviously emerging as a forward again this season under David Teague. Is that the way it looks?
Yeah, I think it'll be much of the same. I'll start forward, but if they need me down back, I can float down there and bit in the ruck as well. But at the moment, yeah, definitely forward.
You've refined your kicking as well to the point that you're kicking pretty well at goal. It seems as if you're more confident in your kicking than you ever have been before.
Yeah. I mean, it'll always be a work in progress. I don't think I'll ever have to stop working on it. But, I've been working with Sav for a lot of years now, and we've got a good connection, and he knows my kick inside out, and I kind of know my kick inside out now as well. And as soon as I've kicked it, whether it's good or bad, I know what's gone right and what's gone wrong. And in my technique, I've sort of worked away at minimising all those errors. So
what goes through your mind,
as I said,
in the lead up? Are you thinking about it, or are you trying to not think about it and let it be free? Or is there a technique? Is there a trigger point? Is there a method that you've got with each preparation?
Yeah, it's more about the process. So getting back to the top of my mark, a deep breath to clear my head, and then it's just triggers from there. So picking my spot on the ground that I look at, momentum through the footy, and minimising the movement of the ball in my hands.
And forward line around you, obviously Charlie Curnow's not going to be there for a while. You've got Mackay, who's going to be available at some stage, but he's still injured at the moment. So the forward line is kind of yours to play with a bit at the moment?
We got some exciting talent down there. We brought in Eddie and Jack from other clubs, and they've really come in and contributed, not only, like, especially over pre-season, but we've seen Eddie against Collingwood and Jack on the weekend, what they can bring to the side. And And then the young guys coming through that are really starting to develop and learn that forward craft, which that's where Eddie is paying off in spades, just that craft element of being a small forward. I mean, it's a tough position to play. So, but yeah, no, it's been good. I've had a tough pre-season in terms of I've been one out against all our key defenders, so that's been good fun. But I guess in the long run, that's good. It's good for you because that's what you get game day.
And then it looked like that David T was trying to hold a forward back and hold some space behind the last forward on the ground as well for the kick over the top into space as well. How are you? If you move the ball quickly, is that the perfect world for you? Is that the way you're going to try and set up with one forward staying deep and some space behind that forward?
Yeah, I mean, we'll change depending on what teams give us. That's part of the playing footy element. You know, different teams will give us different looks, and as much as we can, if we can make the ground as big as we can and make them defend as much of the ground as we can, then that'll hopefully play into our hands.
Levi, great to have a chat to you. I can't wait to see you in action against the Lions. You looked a bit rusty, you guys, against Fremantle. I presume you've got a little bit better in the tank to go against, and you're going to play pretty much a full-strength team against the Lions?
Yeah. Obviously, the weekend wasn't how we wanted to perform, and we're the first to acknowledge that. And the great thing about pre-season games is that we can find out what's working and what's not for us, and we've got another game to fine-tune that before we head into round one.
Great to have you, Levi. Congratulations on the career you've put together so far, and good luck this year.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me on.
Levi Casbolt joining us, Carlton Membership Day on SEN today. Buy a three-game membership, get access to six games. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. 1-300-736-736 is the number. If you'd like to join me, 1-300-736-736. Take a few of your calls after the break. In fact, take a few of your calls right now. We've got a news break coming up very shortly. 1-300-736-736. Whether it's on the bump or whether it's on the Carlton performance in the Marsh Community Series, or whether it's on the idea that the AFL should not start the clock in footy games until it's touched the ruckman's hands, as opposed to when the umpire bounces the ball and when the umpire throws the ball in. So stop the clock until it actually touches someone's hands on the way in. Dwayne's World brought to you by Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. And for the good people at Abercrombie and Kent, plenty of adventures for Abercrombie and Kent on their website that you can check out, because they have quite a few adventures on their website that safaris. They go everywhere in the world, and it's a website that's well worth looking at if you're considering heading overseas at some stage, because they've got the whole world covered. Les in Berwick before we take a break. Les?
Yeah, look, I'm talking about these players with getting head injuries.
Yep.
If I'd make a rule out that if you and I went for the ball and I took you down, we hit the deck, then no other player should be allowed to come and jump on top of us. They should have a metre or a metre and a half as close as they can come to us without, you know, coming all jumping on top of one another.
I think the third man in rule, Les, is an idea that quite a few have come up with, and you sound like you've been watching the game for a while.
Oh, yes, I've been many years.
Who are you barrack for, Les?
I used to barrack for South Melbourne, but my grandson and I are all barrack for Geelong now, so I go along with them.
Go the Cats. Les, thanks for your call. Third man in rule has, I think, been considered by the AFL, but it hasn't been brought in, and a few believe it would actually tidy up the congestion situation. They did bring it in. Take a break. More of your calls after at 1-300-736-736. And I'll read out a few of your messages on the Speckle text as well. You're Dwayne's World.